Jonathan and David. David, of course, had won the great victory over Goliath, and because of that, all the people loved David. And Saul got jealous, but Jonathan wasn't jealous. He gave his armor and his sword and everything to David. And that's a sign of being a true friend and of being truly humble, that you don't get jealous when someone else is better than you. Saul told Jonathan, his son, and all his servants to kill David. So, you see, Jonathan was best friends with David, but his daddy said, no, kill David. So, he had problems, because who was he going to be loyal to, his daddy or his friend? And bigger than that, when you've got these questions of who to be loyal to, it's what is the right thing? And of course it was not right to kill David, because Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David.
I guess his daddy.
What about his daddy?
He'll agree with his daddy.
Well, that's what a lot of people would have done. Just say, oh yeah, daddy must be right. But Jonathan knew that this was wrong. Now, people who might grow up as Muslims realize that they have to do what's right before God and Jesus rather than do what their families have told them to do. So Jonathan told David about his father's plans. He said, Saul, my father, seeks to kill you. So please take extra care of yourself in the morning. Hide in a secret place and just stay there. And I'll go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I'll talk with my father about you. If I find anything out, I'll tell you. Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father and said to him, don't let the king sin against his servant David, because he has not sinned against you, and he's worked well for you, and he put his life in his hand and killed the Philistine. And God worked a great victory for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood to kill David without a cause? Saul listened to Jonathan and made this promise, an oath, a very serious promise. As Yahweh lives, he shall not be put to death. Jonathan called David and told him all this. Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as before. But I don't suppose David really trusted Saul. You don't have to trust people, even if they're close to you. You've got to be wise. We read the other day about how wise David was at this time. Well, there was war again, and David went out and fought the Philistines and again killed them with a great slaughter, and they ran away from him. An evil spirit from God came on Saul. Now, as we've said, there are no evil spirits, as in things floating around in the air, getting inside your mouth, getting inside your ears, getting up your nose and making you be naughty. The spirit is really the attitude of mind, how you think. And there's the evil spirit from the Lord, and a holy spirit, a spirit of holiness, which also is given as a gift. So here, Saul had an evil spirit. He had a bad attitude of mind. He was depressed. And depression, feeling down and low, that also comes from the Lord. So he was sitting in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing his harp. And Saul tried to pin David to the wall with the spear. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and the spear went into the wall. David ran away and escaped that night. Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him and kill him in the morning. Michal, David's wife, and don't forget, she was Saul's daughter, so again she showed loyalty to her husband rather than to her father. And Michal, David's wife, told him, if you don't save your life tonight, tomorrow you're going to be killed. So Michal let David down through the window. He ran away and escaped. Who else got let down over a wall? Who got let down over a wall?
Jeremiah.
Well, he got let down into a dungeon. There was the spies in Jericho. They got let down over a wall. And there was Saul, or Paul, who was let down over the wall of Damascus in a basket. So, those men, those like Paul, he must have remembered these kind of things in his Bible readings that he'd probably heard as a child. Michael took an idol and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair at its head and covered it with the clothes. Now, of course, you ask, what was Michael doing with an idol? Do you think David worshipped idols?
No.
No. But Michael, Saul's daughter, had an idol. So it just shows how weak so many of these people were. And you wonder whether it was a good, wise idea for David to marry Michael when she clearly had idols. But it says that he loved her and she loved him. So they got married. But in the end, that marriage didn't really work. And I suggest it was because they didn't have a love of God in common. David loved God, but she didn't. When Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, "He's sick." Saul sent the messengers to see David, saying, "Bring him up to me in the bed so that I can kill him." When the messengers came up, there was just the idol in the bed with the pillow of goat's hair at its head. Saul said to Michael, "Why have you deceived me like this and let my enemy go so that he's escaped?" Michael answered Saul. He said to me, "Let me go. Why should I kill you?" That was a lie. She should have said, as Jonathan later did to her father, "Look, sorry, father, but you're wrong. Don't sin against God." See, David is more spiritually, Jonathan was more spiritually minded than his sister. He doesn't tell lies. He tells his father directly, "Do not sin." He talks about spiritual things. God is with David. Don't kill him. But she just says, "Oh, well, he threatened to kill me, so I had to do this." David escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. Samuel must have been so disappointed because he had anointed Saul and he'd anointed David and he could see how it was all going. And Saul was told, "David is at Naioth in Ramah." Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as the leader of them, the Spirit of God came on the messengers of Saul and they also prophesied. So you see, God's Spirit can make people do things they wouldn't otherwise do. That's why we so desperately need God's Holy Spirit. When Saul was told, he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. Saul sent a third lot of messengers, and they also prophesied. Then he himself went to Ramah. When he came to the great well that is in Siku, he asked, "Where are Samuel and David?" Someone said, "They're at Naioth." So he went towards Naioth. Then the Spirit of God came on him also, and he went and prophesied until he came to Naioth. And he lay down and prophesied all that night. That's why they say, "Is Saul also among the prophets?"